Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. We got a real problem with one of our teams. This is The Morning Shift. I am Big Papa Squid, Bo Morgan. He's the Colonel, a Pro Bowl cheerleader. Well, maybe. He's our own Mark Zeno, and she is the First Lady of Baseball, our resident vegan, which is weird for her on the tailgate at home Fridays, Miss Allie Mack, and we throw Dylon in, and our forces combined, we are the best morning sports talk. You know what? Check that. Just the best morning show, period. This is The Morning Shift. How are we doing? I hear the Colonel is wearing sleeves this morning.
We're fine. Did you give yourself your own nickname, Big Papa Smurf?
Big Papa Squid.
First off, it's Squid.
Big Papa Squid, sorry.
And Mark, do not start. Do not start like this. As you guys know, I'm at home for tailgate at home on a Friday.
I get that. I know you got some other fiduciary responsibilities there. Beautiful little baby at home. You got meat and baby and meat you got to take care of. But, I mean, you can't give yourself your own nickname. That's standard rule number one.
Well, first off, it's my one of – I'm a third of this show. So, as the guest, you can't tell me what I can do on
this
show.
No, but this is just standard rule life. You don't get to give yourself your own nickname.
Dylan,
ever.
Are you already seeing how this show is going to go today?
I do, and I love it. I'm here for it. I'm always here for the Mark Zeno and Squid Billy.
Did you just say I'm Bo Moore or Squid? Squid Billy was given to you.
Don't be mad because I checked you off on the you're not a Pro Bowl cheerleader or you weren't.
No, that's okay. I was not a Pro Bowl cheerleader. They only let the girls go to the Pro Bowl. They don't send any guys.
Well, who's going to hold them up?
Well, it's different. I think the Pro Bowl cheerleader is a different thing. But again, stop diverting from the subject here. You can't give yourself your own nickname.
I can do whatever. My nickname is Squid.
Okay, but you said Big Papa, Big Papa Squid.
I'm a papa. So
who gave you Big Papa? I love it when you call me Big Papa. Well, I mean, who are you?
No, I actually stole it from Scott Steiner, Big Papa Pump.
Oh, okay.
Sounds like this could be a wake-up call topic, maybe. Are you allowed to give yourself a nickname?
Mike Johnson will agree with me 1,000,000,000%.
Mike Johnson doesn't care. He's not here. He's out of pocket.
I'm just telling you, when he comes back, okay, and Allie says Zeno told Bo he couldn't give himself his own nickname, Mike's going to be like, he's right. He's not allowed to do that.
Oh, well, no.
It's like it's Seinfeld. I want to be T-Bone. No.
Yeah. Well, as Allie can tell you, he's never had a problem with it before, and it's not like he's the father figure on this show, so he – Oh, no. Mike Johnson's coming back. Oh. I mean, you know what? Let Allie has to do in the segment.
Well, first of all, I just want to say thank you, Mark, for filling in today. I was so excited when I heard you were going to be coming in because I haven't.
You're the only one.
Well, I haven't gotten to talk to you about something. When you attended our wedding and came up and said hi to Grant and myself, you said, you know, the Polaroid picture camera was down for our guest book and you couldn't take anything. And so you drew a stick figure. Do you remember what that stick figure looked like?
I think I was flexing.
You had massive muscles in it. Yes. And it was one thing to hear you say you drew a stick figure in our guest book, but then to see it.
To see it, yeah.
It was hilarious. So,
I figured I was there. It was a momentary thing. I'm like, you know, all the cameras are gone. I as well just draw a stick figure. So wait a second.
Hold on. Let me get this right. The guy who just made a five-minute argument about what I said to open the show drew muscles on a stick figure of himself at a wedding. You know what, Mark? You just lost, okay?
Lost what? I drew a cartoon stick figure.
Yeah, and you put muscles on it?
Okay. But I give him credit, though, because most people, when they saw the camera was down, it was broken in the middle of the wedding, probably just walked away from the guest book and didn't even fill anything out. So, I mean, Bo, did you take a picture that night?
I'm pretty sure we did, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll have to double check
that.
Let
me tell you something. My wife never lets me leave an event without taking a or multiple pictures.
That's true.
I'm sure we did.
Good for her. Good for her. Well, we've stalled long enough. We got to talk about the sports, the headlines, the ones we don't want to talk about. Bo, what's your headline for today?
Well, I'm going to go away from the Atlanta scene. Once viewed as the most overrated player by his peers, now will probably be seen as the most clutch player, at least right now, by his peers.
Mark, what's a headline you want to talk about today?
You see that the NBA owners are trying to push for expansion? This is a bad product right now. Like, and you have an NBA Finals that nobody's really watching, and you have teams that are god awful, and you're trying to add more to dilute the talent pool. It's a bad time for the NBA to be looking at expansion.
Not sure that's a headline, but more of a diatribe.
Dylan, what's your headline today?
I'll say it if nobody else wants to say it. This is rock bottom for the Atlanta Braves.
Oh, I know,
Is it?
Well, hopefully, right? Hopefully. And I just want to let you know, we're going to cover the Aaron Rodgers headline that you've been seeing as well. It's 6:20. 6:40, we will talk about the insane ending to game one of the NBA Finals. And we've got a very special edition of the Mac Drop. The rookie report is getting a little makeover today since we have Zeno in-house. And like I said, we've stalled long enough. We have to talk about it. Yesterday's Braves game against the Diamondbacks, just an absolute disaster. Braves had the lead 10-4 in the eighth, and then the ninth inning happened. And it was a mess. Bo, take it away.
Yeah, you get to the ninth inning and Blewett lived up to his name for once. I think he's been very good since his time in Atlanta. This was not it. Giving up a 7-run ninth inning, and then Marcell Ozuna hits into a double play to end the game. I have been searching for words, Mark, to describe what this is. But this is just awful, and if you're blaming one person, then you're way wrong. But this is as big of a debacle, and this debacle that you saw yesterday started in November and December when the front office, and who I'm a big fan of Alex Anthopoulos, but the front office, for whatever reason, if it's a salary cap issue, if they had guys they wanted to sign and they failed physicals, I don't care the reason. The fans knew this. I give them credit. I was a little bit hard on some of the fans, but the fans knew, hey, we are not doing anything to address a bullpen, and we're losing guys. We don't have Matzik anywhere. We don't have Minter anymore. We are losing. Jimenez has to have surgery, right? We're losing guys, and we did nothing to address it. Absolutely nothing. And yesterday it bit you square in the ass. Because your bullpen has been bad. They've had moments, but overall, this was a trend that started in November by doing nothing, and yesterday it hit its peak. It hit rock bottom, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, you can blame Snitker. I know there's blame for him, but this started in November, and now it has come to fruition. Mark, I don't know what you do to fix this, because you think bringing up a 38 or 37 or whatever he is, Craig Kimbrell, who can barely go back-to-back outings right now in the minors, that ain't it, Chief.
Look, there's a lot of meat on the bone here. Let's start by hitting the rewind button, because you mentioned November and December. You know, I told everybody, and this is the reality, okay? You came into this season, the Braves, with a ton of what-ifs. And you can't enter a Major League Baseball season with a lot of what-ifs. And the what-ifs were, what if Spencer Strider returns to form? What if Ronald Acuna is 100%? What if Matt Olson gets the form back he had 2 years ago? What if Austin Riley lives up to the back of the baseball card? What if the bullpen holds on? What if the starting staff is deep enough? All these what-ifs mean most of those what ifs never come true in Major League Baseball. There are more a lot no's than there are yeses. And the reality is that this team was not that good to begin with. That doesn't mean they couldn't win. It means they had a lot of what-ifs and they weren't that good to begin with. Look, again, the reality is that a guy like Matt Olson is a career 220 hitter. He's playing right now to the back of his baseball card. The 54 home run season was the outlier. That was the exception to who he is. You signed a guy who was a very good defensive first baseman, but just an average hitter at best with a lot of power, and he's playing to the back of the card. A lot of these other guys are playing to the back of the baseball card, and they're just not performing well. To answer your question about what do you do right now, the answer is nothing. You can't do anything. It is June 5th, not August 5th. It's June 5th. You still have 45 games before a trade deadline. There is nothing you can do. You can't move any of these contracts. Nobody wants them. They're longer deals. You can make ancillary moves like they did yesterday. Kimbrel this, bullpen guy that. This is going to stand pat until the end of July. Nothing is going to happen. That is just the reality.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, and if you were on Twitter at all yesterday, and I will admit I was doom scrolling on Twitter. I just had to know what everyone else was feeling. And everybody is calling for Snicker's job at this point in time. Well, they want something done.
They want a pound of flesh.
They want something done. But I do want to play a little bit of audio from Snicker after the game yesterday because we don't get.
Did you hear him slip?
Well yes.
We don't stink. We can't say that.
Dylan, let's hear it.
I mean, we got to play again tomorrow. And it was. It's a really, really hard loss. We're not playing well. We're not executing. You know, it was nice to see to score some runs. You get six runs up in the ninth, you feel like you should win the game, obviously. But we didn't, you know, you got to do your job. And we got to play better.
I almost wish he had let it slip and said, we stink.
You can't.
That's him. That's him. That's as we stink as he's going to ever really get.
Yeah. Right. I mean,
and he's got to hit a little bit more. Look, I agree with you. There's nothing you can do. These contracts, I don't agree that these contracts are bad. They're long, but they're not overly pricey. You've got a core locked up, because of the restraint. And look, don't sit here and tell me that there's not a restraints on the spending. If Alex Anthopoulos,
of course
spend,
there is. Like they have the seventh highest payroll in baseball, Bo.
Yankees. I mean, if he could do that, he would. But what he's done is he's locked up the core. And a few of it, a couple, you know, maybe three starters, solid starters, locked up the core, and then you make what you can out of the bullpen. And you had a closer who had a career year last year, and now he's lost.
The most movable commodity you have, honestly, is Chris Sale. That's the end of the conversation. Somebody wants him for the stretch run into the postseason and the playoffs. A guy with veteran World Series experience. That's the most movable commodity you have. And if you
I'm not sure you can do that, though, Mark, because he's got a year left, and you're banking on him for next year. Like, that's the problem. I would say that it would be Ozuna, but the problem is he's got a hip tear.
Well, listen, nobody wants Harris right now. Nobody really wants Murphy. You're not going to get anything of value in return for these guys. They don't have any real value right now because they're not performing. Your bigger problem is Spencer Strider may be done. This is a guy who is not hitting 99 again ever. He's got to learn how to repitch. He got taken deep three times in that game the other day. This is a guy who's got a 93, 94 mile an hour fastball that is very hittable.
Well, and I need to see a few more outings before I'm going. Hit again. I think that's. I mean, a little early for that. I do think there's some concern though.
Oh, there's concern is at a high level. But again, to the point where guys, if you want something done, keep shouting at the rain. Nothing is going to happen. Again, they have the seventh highest payroll. They have all these contracts in place. It's June 5th. You cannot panic. It's a bad loss, and I'm not going to sit here and rose-colored glasses it. It's an awful loss, but. Nothing is going to change. You just keep playing ball at this point.
No, I totally agree. Look, the Kirk Cousins to the Steelers was never alive, but now we can finally put it to bed. We'll tell you why next on the Morning Shift. Sports Radio 929 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.